Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Tamura Daf Lamed Aleph, Tamura 31. On today's Daf Yomi, on the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, we begin the seventh chapter of Maseches Tamura, and this chapter is called Yesh Bekodshei Mizbeach. This chapter deals with the beginning of the chapter deals with the fact that there are two types of ways in which a person can consecrate something towards a temple. Two types of what we call Hekdesh. There's Hekdesh Bedek Habayis, and there's Hekdesh HaMizbeach. So the Hekdesh Bedek Kabayis is if somebody does donate something or consecrate something for the purposes of the temple, for the purpose is of building the temple or for the upkeep, the maintenance of the temple. And Hekdesh Mizbeach includes those things which are consecrated for the temple for the purposes of being brought as an offering on the altar. So that's what our first Mishnah is going to discuss about, some of the differences between something that is Hekdesh Mizbeach and something that is Hekdesh Bedek Habayis. So says our Mishnah, Yesh Bekodshei Mizbeach She'ein Bekodshei Bedek Habayis. There are certain laws which only apply to Kodshei Mizbeach, something dedicated for the altar, and do not apply to Kodshei Bedek Habayis. V'yesh Bekodshei Bedek Habayis. And there are certain things that apply to for when there, something is consecrated for the Bedek Habayis, for the upkeep of the temple, She'ein Bekodshei Mizbeach, that do not apply to the Kodshei Mizbeach, for something dedicated to the altar. So says our Mishnah, what are these things? Shekodshei Mizbeach Osin Tamura, that if something is dedicated for the upkeep of the, if something is dedicated to be brought as an offering on the altar, then we say that it is capable of making a tamura, that if a person will say about their animal, which is chulin, this is going to be in place of this animal, which is already kodshei mizbeach, which is already consecrated for the altar, then we say under those circumstances, the holiness of the animal that was consecrated for the altar sticks upon the animal that was previously chulin, that was previously unconsecrated, and both of the animals are now consecrated. We've already established from the very first line of our tractate that you're not allowed to do this, but if you do this, it works, and you get lashes for it. We've also established on the Mishnah on 13a that really this law that the Kodshei Mizbeach makes Temura is also not completely true. It's not a completely universal principle, because there are some things that are Kodshei Mizbeach, like, for example, the grain offerings and the ophos and the fowl, that do not make a Temura. And the Gemara, our Gemara, is going to raise this question. So then our Mishnah continues, and there's a differences of opinion as to the proper text here, but the Mishnah says, Kodshei Bedek Habayis ain osin Temura, whereas Kodshei Bedek Habayis are not capable of making a Temura effect. And Kodshei Mizbeach Chayavin Olav Mishum Pigol No Servitame. And so then our Mishnah says that if it is something that is consecrated for the altar, then a person is going to be liable because of Pigol No Ser and Tame. This is a review of much of what we've done so far in Kodshim. And what is Pigol? Pigol is if the Kohen thinks when he's doing the Shlita, the slaughter of the animal, or one of those services that are done with the blood, if he has in mind to eat from the meat of the animal after the time where it's permitted, or if he has in mind to sprinkle the blood after the time where it's permitted to sprinkle it, or to bring the parts of the animal up on the altar after the time that it was permitted, that is going to be called pigol, and so therefore one who eats from that is going to be liable for kari. So that only applies to kodshei mizbeach and not to kodshei bedek habayis. And also we say that noser is something that if the meat of the animal was left over after the time where it was permitted to be eaten, if you eat it after that period, a person is going to be liable for kari. And tameh is if a person eats from the animal that was kodshei mizbeach when he is in a state of ritual tumah, and that also is going to be a punishment for kares. So these laws do not apply to kodshei bedek habayis, because we say with respect to tumah, ritual impurity, as relates to kodshei bedek habayis, they expounded that there is no prohibition of tumah as relates to it. So that is the law of pigol noser and tumah only applies to kodshei bedek habayis. Well, continues our mission of vladan chalvan. So pigol noser and tuma do not apply to kodshei bedek habayis. Says our Mishnah, v'ladan chalban aser l'achar pigyon. When it relates to kodshei mizbeach, that even their offspring and their milk is going to be prohibited after they're redeemed. Meaning to say that if the animal became became pregnant prior to it being redeemed, and then gave birth after it was redeemed, that we say under those circumstances, the offspring is going to be prohibited to be brought and to get benefit from it. Mishnah continues, Vashochotam b'chutz. If a person slaughters the kodshei mizbeach outside the temple, then a person is going to be liable for kares under those circumstances, chayav. And also, says our Mishnah, ein nosnim mahen l'umanin, a person is not allowed to give the kodshei mizbeach to those as a payment to those craftsmen, bischaran, to those craftsmen who were building the temple or engaged in the upkeep of the temple, that only those people are not allowed to be paid by kodshei mizbeach, but they are allowed, says our Mishnah, ma'asha enkei that they are allowed to be paid with the kodshei bedek habayis, something that's consecrated for the upkeep of the temple. You could pay the people who work on the temple with that, but you can't pay them with the offerings from the that were set aside for the altar. And concludes our Mishnah, v'yesh b'kodshei bedek habayis. What does kodshei bedek habayis have that kodshei mizbeach doesn't have? Shestam ekdeishos l'bedek habayis. If a person makes just a general consecration, he doesn't specify, we assume that that is going for the upkeep of the temple. Why? Because hekdesh bedek habayis chal al hakol. It can apply to anything. If a person consecrates something for the upkeep of the temple, it can apply to anything. And also mol and begiduay, and also something that grows from it, that is also, and something was consecrated for the bedek habayis, and anything that grows from it is going to be considered trespassing, because it's going to be considered like its temple's property. Ve'im bahen hana l'kohanim. And also the fundamental difference is the kodshei mizbeach, the benefit of it, some of it goes to the Kohanim. They get to eat part of the altar, part of the food that was offered on the altar. But the kodshei bedek habayis goes to the temple and not to the Kohanim. And so that's another fundamental difference between the two. Kodshei bedek habayis isn't even a word we use today. When something is donated to the temple, to our synagogues, we say it's for the bedek habayis, for the maintenance of the temple.